It is time for Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. At just 16 years old, this kid, well, he can tell his mom and dad what's up. This kid's name is Kyle. He lives here in America, and his dream was to be a millionaire. Well, guess what? He just did it by playing video games. The teen is from Pennsylvania. He just took home $3 million. I'll never make $3 million in my life.
And what game was it?
Fortnite World Cup, Mackenzie.
Wow. $3 million.
Fortnite World Cup. They did this in New York City on Sunday. He managed to beat out 99 of the world's best players to claim the top dollar prize. Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever tried to play Fortnite?
Yeah, with my little brother, Michael.
It's so hard.
I can't.
But it's the hotness right now. I mean, that's the hottest game,
yes,
right?
It is. It's so freaking hard. So, honestly, like, he deserves that $3 million.
Have you ever gotten a kill in Fortnite, Liv?
No. Absolutely not.
I would feel guilty now telling your kid, like, don't be so lazy. Stop playing video games. Because, obviously, this kid is doing something right.
8 hours a day, though. I don't even like working 8 hours a day, let alone a video game.
Too much.
But props for him. What else we got here? You might have heard of this song before. Baby Shark.
Yes. You're going to have this in your head all day long now.
Baby Shark. It's being turned into a cereal. Is there anything that can't be done? Yeah. They announced on Friday, Kellogg's did it. They're releasing a cereal in partnership with Pinkfong, the Korean entertainment brand that created the song, that kids do, Baby Shark.
Yes.
It's limited edition, though. It's going to be berry-flavored loops and yummy marbits. Am I missing something here?
What's a marbit?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what sharks eat in the ocean.
This is genius. It really is.
Now, here's the catch, though. Does anybody have a Sam's Club card? Because that's where it's going to be available at.
Oh, exclusively.
Yeah, I don't have a Sam's Club card.
No,
but you want one now.
Costco is the new Sam's.
Okay, well, we got to get up in there. August 17th is when it comes out. Supplies will be limited. Now, this is just awesome. A North Carolina man, you have to see this, by the way, on our website, surprised his Amazon-loving wife with a birthday cake in the shape of an Amazon box. It legit looks just like an Amazon box when you see this.
Yes.
Like, that's a cake. You wouldn't even realize it until he cuts into it.
That would be the best surprise
that's
ever.
That's so funny and cute.
I get depressed when I don't have something coming from Amazon. It's like, oh.
I get depressed when I come home and it's like, my Alexa has a notification that there's something there. Like, every day my wife gets something dropped off. And I don't even know anymore what's being dropped off. And I don't even know if I'm paying for it.
Dude, your wife is probably saving so much money, though, that you don't even know. Everything is cheaper on Amazon.
There you go.
Okay.
Look at it that way.
Well, she's buying shoes. She needs to stop because we have plenty of those. The cake was brown and even included frosting in the shape of an address label. The label included the wife's name and the address, 1234 Birthday Lane. It was created by a bakery in North Carolina. And like I said, you're going to have to see this on our Instagram. We'll put a swipe up link for Joe's Need to Know News. Today's a special day. It's National Chicken Wing Day. Now let me ask everybody here, are we bone in or bone out? Like, are we boneless or traditional?
I say boneless.
Boneless.
Ooh.
I say bone in.
I'm bone in too.
I'm bone out.
I used to be bone out, but now I'm bone in.
See, not that boneless are bad, but boneless are basically just dipped chicken nuggets.
True to.
You know?
Yes.
Bone in takes too much work.
Well, that's because you don't know how to eat them.
And
what's
you're
the
lazy.
Proper way to eat them?
I'm just kidding.
Now, I'm not an expert here, but like the drumstick's the easiest one. You can just gnaw around that. But the actual like wing, it's really easy. You can twist it. The whole idea is just to pull out the one bone. You suck the meat off it. Then the other thing, you have the whole thing. What do you mean, eh? Pork chop's like, oh,
pork
one,
chop's like, meh.
One more step besides chewing. Too much work for me.
Yeah, I just want to inhale the wing.
To be honest, I don't even think I've had a wing probably in like 6 years.
I know, same. And I'm thinking that'd be the worst thing to eat on a date.
Oh,
I mean,
awful.
It'd be so messy and just...
All right. Well, hey, everybody. Happy National Chicken Wing Day. It's endorsed by everybody here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And finally, I don't know where people come up with this stuff, but I love being able to play the audio. There's this Lion King duet a man does with his donkey, and it's gone viral. The guy's name is Travis Kinley.
Did you say donkey?
Yeah. He's got like a donkey. Like, hee-haw, hee-haw. The guy's name is Travis Kinley. He stood in a pasture with a horse and a donkey named Nathan. It's kind of a weird name for a donkey. I'm going to call you Nathan. And I guess they kind of sang the opening line of Circle of Life. Check this out. Sounds like Liv singing right there in the background.
Hey.
A little bit of that.
Beautiful.
You can check all this out online. Just go and see it. It's Joe's Need to Know News.